Okay, does everybody have a block? Yes. Maybe it's half and half. Welcome, welcome. Yeah, if you've got a little room, if you see, I look pretty spaced out, I think you should be okay. But if you're kind of close to your neighbor, maybe try to space out just a little. Because we're going to be doing some... All right. So, show of hands before we get started. How many of you are here for some little bit of education and knowledge on your core? And how many of you are here just for a hardcore workout? You just want to get down to it. Hey, show of hands. Oh, good. Nice. So, the beauty about yoga and your yoga practice is that it's a little bit of both, right? If you're open to receiving, you'll learn a lot about yourself, about your body, and you also get that good physical workout. So there's no one component to the yoga practice. Awesome. So, let everybody get settled for a minute. Out here that you'll be able to take home with you. I'm going to go through a little bit of this information, not a whole lot of detail before class, but I just wanted you to have something to take away to kind of just read through at your leisure. And the exercise on the front, we're going to do a little bit of that today, but you can take it home with you and work on that a little bit more as well. So we're going to just start, so to get a little grounded here and kind of manage a little bit of those expectations that you already have as you entered the door here, listening, or when you saw core sore on the schedule, maybe you had a little expectation around that and of what it might be. So just come to a comfortable seat. If you want to sit on your block, you can use your block. Close your eyes. Take some deep breaths. Yeah, just get yourself oriented to this room, to your mat, to your breath. And as you probably saw on the first page of that handout, there's like a tic-tac-toe shape board. So what I want you to do for a moment is just visualize your core values. What is most important to you, what's closest to your heart? Maybe it's family, maybe it's your health, your career, whatever that may be. Just think of the most important, the heart of what makes you tick. What value is that? And place that in that top center square. Breathe with that for a moment. What does that value look like in your life, your imagination? And just below that, in that center box, think about where you maybe feel a little bit weak in that value or unsupported, or maybe what's lacking. Maybe you have a whole laundry list. Maybe you just have one or two areas that need improvement. Or maybe none. Just below that, that bottom center square, imagine writing how you could strengthen those core, but that core value. What can you do? What would that look like to achieve and maintain that value in your life? So often in life, we find ways to compensate or to distract ourselves, focusing more on our strengths rather than improving our weaknesses. of you may find it hard to ask for help, to delegate. Sometimes you may just fail to accept that you need to rest, to recharge. Like in life today in your practice, you'll be challenged. And you may not be able to do it all. Can you be okay with that? Can you accept that sometimes you have to ask for help and receive help? Take that rest when you need it to recharge and face the next challenge. Slowly open your eyes. So that's a little bit of how the core works outside of this room in your life, off the mat. So obviously for the rest of this time together, we're going to focus on the mat here in this room. So what is your core? I'm just going to go through some brief things that might help you in your practice today. What is your core? Most people traditionally think of it as those nice, pretty six-pack abs, right? We all want those. And while they're the most visible, they're not the power players in your core. Your core is like your center of gravity. It's the point where it balances all the weight. So it's like a seesaw. It's that little structure that holds the seesaw and lets it teeter back and forth. Without that structure, there'd be no support, no function, no mobility, right? So it's a very complex, the lumbar spine was built for stability, not mobility. That's why the lumbar disc are so, and vertebrae are so big. There's very little movement. We have all these complex things around us, surrounding us to provide support and stability for that, for your spine as you move and perform activities like exercise, sports, things like that. So if you create, you have to create balance in those core components. And the main core components, while yes, the rectus abdominis, or those six pack abs are part of that, but you have what, and there's a diagram, there's a visual here for you. You have the transverse abdominis, which is like a corset that wraps around your spine. It's like it pulls tight and holds everything stable. You have your internal and external obliques that weave in and out around there too. So the abs together with some other components I'll mention, they create like this tight weave. That's what gives you your tensile strength in your core to stabilize your spine. But you also have the muscles of the back. You have the multifidus, the little erector spinae muscles, these tiny muscles that connect to your spine that hold you in that upright position. You have your part of your glutes. You have your psoas, which is the only muscle that connects the spine to the hip. It's deep within, and it causes your trunk to flex towards your hip up toward the leg. You also have the pelvic floor. So there's these little muscles there that you can incorporate to help stabilize your spine. And then surprisingly, the diaphragm is also part of your core. So by learning to breathe properly, the diaphragm pushes down, it pushes the organs in, and that also adds that little bit of extra support to the spine when you're moving. So just breath alone is a great stabilizer, but you need to incorporate the whole abdominal and what we call the lumbopelvic complex as well. So a lot of times in our pose, that's what's so beautiful about yoga, is that you can do that in every single pose if you choose. You just have to know how to do it properly, and I hope by the time you leave today that you'll be able to do that. So why not just do sit-ups and crunches? Because I know a lot of you, when you come to these core classes and when we do the core challenge throughout the year, you want to get in here and you want to do those crunches and those sit-ups, right, and the bicycles and all those other poses that make you feel like you're really working those abs. But what you do, if you're constantly flexing and not countering that action by extending as well, you create imbalances in your body. So the muscles are like bubble gum. That's the only reason I'm chewing gum today. So when you constantly flex, these muscles of your abs are going to get tight. They're going to shorten. Your pelvis then rotates, so that psoas muscle gets shortened, your hamstrings get shortened. So you're going to see hip flexor tightness. You're going to see hamstring tightness. Well, a lot of people, how many times have you heard, I can't do yoga because I'm not flexible, right? Well, yeah, you can stretch out those muscles, but if 9 times out of 10, if the hamstrings and the hip flexors are super tight, it's because your core is weak. You need to strengthen mostly the back core. You're probably really strong in your abs, but the back core needs to be strengthened to get your pelvis and that your spine in that neutral position. So you can stretch your hamstrings and your quads all day, but if you don't strengthen your core, your entire core, that whole lumbopelvic complex, then you're going to create these imbalances. And what happens is the more you stretch, the weaker that muscle gets. It's eventually going to break, right? I mean, imagine that whole, that being the only thing that holds you up, supports you. It's not doing anything for you, right? So you've got to be able to create balance in your body. And the way to do that, we're going to talk a little bit about that. In the clinic, we refer to it as bracing, abdominal bracing. So imagine that I was going to walk up to you, Carson, and just punch you in the stomach. What's the first thing you're going to do? You're going to tighten, right? You're going to flex your stomach. And that's called bracing. You're tightening everything in to support the spine, to support that blow, right? And you want to be able to do that in some of these postures. Here in the yoga world, we refer to it as bandhas. And bandha just simply means lock, to lock or to hold or tighten. So you may hear me refer to locking in a lot during class or bracing. And what that means, I'm going to focus on two of these bandhas that you'll use today, hopefully. Mula bandha is like your root bandha, your root lock. And that's like just visualize that you have to pee and you're squeezing that up and in, that those pelvic floor muscles. Women, you might know to refer to it as Kegel exercises. But you just squeeze up and in and hold. And you should be able to hold that contraction for a good while and still talk and breathe. Same thing with the second bandha, the Uddiyana bandha. That is your, that's that sensation of feeling punched in the stomach or like you're going to zip up your jeans. So you're pulling your belly button up and in. So you're really supporting your spine. And I'm doing that right now, but I can still carry on a conversation while I'm holding that. You can do it while you're driving. You can do it while you're sitting at your desk. All this is hugging and tight. It's going to make you feel lighter. It's going to make your jumping back and forth on your mat easier because you're going to feel lighter on your hands and your feet. Your inversions, it'll help you a lot with that, your arm balances. But the beauty of yoga is if you engage that during your entire practice, you're going to have a really strong, stable core and you're going to prevent back injuries later in life. So we're going to focus a lot on that today, probably so much that you're going to be like, she says lock one more time, I'm going to strangle her. But I really want you to get it, and you may not be able to get it in every pose or throughout the entire duration of class, but you can get a minute here and a minute there, so all those minutes will add up, and then you can start to strengthen that throughout your practice. Anybody have any questions on that? I know I'm going kind of fast, but I want to get y'all to
what's the word you said you were going to use?
Lock or lock. Bracing, if you hear me, or gut punch. If I say something about gut punch, just know that's that sensation of pulling in. Because I really want to get that. And like I said before, you know, that we're not gonna be doing any sit-ups or crunches, I'll tell you that right now, but we're gonna be doing a lot of stabilization, and that's so much more important. Stabilizing the spine, preventing yourself from getting injured. A lot of people, you know, we do a lot of forward folds, and how many people feel that little twinge in your back after a little while? Right? Likely you're not incorporating your glutes, your pelvic floor muscles. You're not engaging in the proper places. So you have nearly 700 muscles in your body. Your brain's not one of them. So let's work on using the muscles today to really engage. If you're feeling weak in an area, start to think, what else can I bring in to help support me here? What can I delegate? Who can I delegate to? There's plenty of choices. So if your knee's hurting, look to your quads, look to your glutes, look to your hamstrings. Look to the muscles around the joint and, maybe I'm not using that one in this pose and see what happens. So be curious around that as you move through these difficult postures today. They're going to be familiar, but we're going to just kick it up a little bit. So I hope that's helpful for you guys. Also, I wanted to just mention, like, slouching. That's another reason we feel so comfortable sitting like this, because it takes a lot of effort on these little bitty muscles to sit up straight. It's not comfortable, right? It's not comfortable because we're weak. We need to strengthen. We've got some kind of imbalance. And like I said, when you create that imbalance here, your whole compass gets thrown out of whack, right? You can just imagine the little thing on the compass just spinning around because you you create imbalances in your hamstrings, your hip flexors. So your hips are going to be, unbalanced. That's going to affect your shoulders. It's going to affect your knees. It's going to affect your ankles. So you've got to start creating that balance action, front to back, left to right, in everything that you do. Just like you do in your life. I mean, when things are chaotic, when your compass is out of control, you try to figure out how to balance everything, right? To get everything back to that normal order. And it's the same thing in your body. So, with that being said, you're ready to move. All right, let's start on your backs. You can just put your papers under your mat or somewhere out of the way where you're not distracted by that. And we'll just start on our backs today. And if you would, bring your feet to the mat, so kind of like you're in the bridge setup position. Yeah, feet on the mat, knees are bent. You can just close your eyes here. And if you want to place your hands on your belly, it might be helpful. And just take a couple normal deep breaths. And then take a deep breath in. And then flatten your back into the mat. So pelvic tilt, hold that brace. You're really pressing with the small of your back into the mat. Hold it there as you continue to breathe normally. And it's not so tight of a contraction that you can't breathe. When we talk about locking in or bracing, it's for stability. You should still be able to breathe. On your next exhale, just release that contraction. Take another breath in. Flatten your back. We'll hold a little longer this time. Keep that contraction while you breathe normally. Focusing on that abdominal muscles, hugging in, zipping up your jeans. This is called a posterior pelvic tilt. The front of your hip bones are pulling back away from your thighs. Exhale, you can release that contraction. Inhale your knees into your chest. And then just rock and roll to a standing forward fold. Good. Just let your head be heavy here. And take a moment to shift and move however you need to get your fidgeting out. And on your next inhale, engage that lock. Start with that root lock. And then that Uddiyana Bandha pulling in. Bracing the spine. Creating a little more space for you to fold deeper. Hold that contraction halfway lift. Stay there, breathe out, still tight. Transfer that contraction to your glutes and quads. Lift up, all the way up. Hold it here, exhale. And breathe in, reach. Pull in through the belly, all four. Halfway lift. Low plank, engage, lock in, upward facing dog, downward facing dog. Deep breath here, breathe it out. Brace on this inhale, hold the contraction there. Keep that brace on your toes. Bend your knees. Stay braced. Float forward. Halfway. Fold down. Use your glutes. Rise up. Glutes and quads. Fold down. Halfway. low plank. Don't forget to lock it in. Up dog, feel the abs stretch, goes to the glute. Down dog, pull it back. Raise it in, inhale. Exhale. On your toes. Bend your knees. Light as you can, flip one. Halfway. Fold. Reach up. Fold down. You should feel that transfer of contraction front and back. Halfway lift. Low plank. Upward. Downward facing dog. We're going to kick it up a notch. Inhale, lock it in. Hold it there, exhale. High plank, shift it forward. Stay here. Recruit those other muscles. Use your glutes, your thighs. Keep breathing. Use your bonding. Plank pose is one of the most effective poses of working your core. It engages many different joints. The key is to not let your back arch, to keep the back stable and supported. Take another breath. Breathe it out. Good. Inhale, shift forward all the way to your two big toes and lower halfway. Nice. See how that little bit up dog, pause here. Stay and breathe out. Good. Just like I'm punching you, gut, pull back with your abs to down dog. Good. Hold it here, breathe. So we're going to do that again. And as you go back to down dog, like I said, it's like I'm punching you in the stomach. You're going to lead with your abs to pull your hips back and up, rolling over your toes very last. High plank, shift it forward. Exhale. Breathe in. Breathe out. Good. Inhale all the way forward onto your big toes. Lower halfway. Up dog, feel the stretch. Engage your glutes. Down dog, stomach front, push it up. Deep breath in. Are we feeling that? Mm-hmm. Feel that difference in control? We need one more time to feel it. Okay, one more time. It's high plank. Hold it here, exhale. Lock it in. Breathe out. High plank, shift it forward onto your toenail even, and lower halfway. Up dog. Down dog. Pull with the belly. Yes. Deep breath here. Breathe it out. Right leg back. Hold it here. Exhale. And keep breathing. So many variations here. So for today, we're doing core work. I want you to take your right hip down toward the mat and turn your toes down toward the mat. Yes, you should be able to look under at your back toe. Your big toe should be pointing straight down. Good. And now from your heel, press straight back. Take a breath here. Breathe it out. Notice if you're locked in and engaged. Exhale. One more big breath. Warrior one. Use the core here. Rise up. Exhale to sit. Breathe in. Breathe out. Root bond is engaged. Uddiyana bond is engaged. Hold that contraction. Inhale. Pull forward. Use your glutes. Pull back. Abs pull you forward. Nice balanced action here. I want you to feel that. Transfer to the glutes. Lift up. Contract the abs, pull forward. Three more, really feel it, keep your lunge. Squeeze the glutes in. Lunge it forward. One more, back up. Lean it forward. Hold it there, engage the whole core complex if you can, really feel it. Two more breaths. One more. High plank. Take one breath and shift it forward. Lower halfway. Upward facing. Pull back down. Left leg back. Straight back. Warrior one. Rise. Sink on your exhale. Fully lock. Low plank. Upward. Downward. Right leg straight back. Keep your hips low. Warrior one. Low plank. Pull from the core. Left leg back, straight back. Hold it here. So find that left hip, drop it down. Good. So we're recruiting here. We're using other muscles to stabilize us and to compensate or distract ourselves from the sensation is when we want to tilt our hip up. We want to take away the sensation. But for today, we're not going to run from it. We're going to sit in it. Using all those muscles, not our brain. One more. Press back. Warrior one. Place your foot forward. Inhale, breath. Exhale, lock in. Breathe in. Breathe out. And inhale. Lean it forward. Find that 45 degree angle. Use your glutes. Come back up. Exhale forward. Come back up. Keep going. Your breath. Feel that transfer, that balanced action here, front to back. If you're not stabilizing, then you're just overworking the lumbar spine and that little range of motion that it has. One more. Come up. Lean it forward. Hold it here. Breathe. Lock everything tight or slightly tight. Not all in. One more. Big breathe. Low plank. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Take one breath here. Just let everything go. And do that again. Inhale. Let everything go. Good. Inhale, engage. Breathe out. On your toes. Bend your knees. Foot. Take a breath here. We're gonna, this is where you're gonna need a little bit of room. So if you need to stagger with your neighbor, that's fine. So on your inhale, you're gonna take your right leg straight out to the side. And you wanna try not to bear a whole lot of weight in your hand. And you don't wanna sit into that opposite hip. You wanna stay level. So flex your foot, press your right foot toward the door to keep yourself centered and balanced. Right. Here's where you're going to ask those other muscles to help you out. So really engage. Flex your foot, lift it a little higher. One more. Inhale, lift it high. Take it behind you for a squat. So come to the other side and down. Good. Inhale, back up to the side. So Jiva squat fittings is what they call it. And just move that squat low on your exhale. Take your time with this, you guys, because I don't want you to lose your balance and your foot. You can do five of those. And when you're done with your fifth, just keep your leg raised to the side, and when everybody's legs up, I'll know we're ready to move on. Good. that's okay. Make sure you're engaged, your block is supporting your spine. Awesome, take a breath here. Breathe it out. It's a little bit high. Take your legs straight back, warrior three legs, come yourself down. You're still using your block here. Awesome. Tighten your glute, tighten the back of your hamstrings to straighten your knee. Flex your foot. Lock it in, engage your core. And take your left arm forward. Keep your right hand on the block. Keep that leg lifted. No, Simon didn't say put it down. There we go. Yes, nice. Challenge. Challenge yourself. Another breath here, y'all. Almost done. One more big breath. Fold forward. Take a halfway lift. Stay here, exhale. Quads and glutes, rise you up. Fold down. Left leg straight out with a thigh. Notice if you feel yourself shifting any weight too far over to the right. I'm gonna try to keep everything centered and stable in the center of your body. And if this is difficult or frustrating to you, just let it be your lesson of where you need to start recruiting, delegating. Make sure your foot is flat. Look a little higher. Squat low. Inhale up. Exhale, squat. Inhale. Squat. Two more. You got it. Awesome. Last one. Squat low. Inhale. Back out. Hold it here. Exhale. Embrace that shake. Lift it up. Take it straight back. Toes point down. Drop your left hip. Good. Lock in the thigh. Take your right hand forward. Imagine your spine just stretching completely straight like I did the bubble gum. Get as long as you can. Two more breaths. If you're not using your glutes, then you're not supported here. Breathe in. Fold forward. Halfway lift. Low plank. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Take five breaths here. Honor your body, not your thoughts. Your mind often will give out and quit on you way before your body will. Take another breath. Breathe it out. I'll give you one more because I forgot to count. Hopefully I won't do that on this. Good. Come to your forearms. But keep your stride long. So dolphin down dog. But don't walk your feet in. Good. Take your right leg up. Hold it there straight up just like we did in three-point down dog. Take another breath. Now send your chin towards your thumb. Inhale, back up, right leg stays lifted, chin to thumb. Keep going. If you're not engaging those locks, you're engaging your whole core, and you're not doing it. You start to feel weak. What can you recruit around you? One more, lift up. Chin to thumb. Take it back, tabletop. Cow, inhale. Cat. your left leg up. Toes are pointed straight down. Breathe in. Chin to thumb. Inhale back. Scoop it forward. Three more. Last one. Scoop it forward. Hold it there. Breathe in. Stay to breathe out. Good. Inhale it back. Tabletop. Cow, breathe in. Cow. 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 Cow, inhale. Downward facing dog. Stretch it. For this moment, let it all loose. Again, inhale. Just let your belly go. Let inhale engage. Breathe out. Right leg back. Warrior one. Rise up. Open to warrior two. You take a breath here. Breathe out. Now rotate your palms up. Let that roll your shoulders back. Inhale, reach forward toward me. Keep your hips low. Exhale, reach straight back. Sorry, that was a miscue. So inhale, reach forward. Exhale, reach your fingertip straight back. Inhale, forward. Straight back. So we're using our obliques here. Glutes should be engaged. The bondage should be engaged. And you should be pulling through the rib cage. Remember that corset of your transverse abdominis. Use that here with your obliques. One more. Reach back. Forward. Now reverse. Go back. High plank. Take a breath here. Breathe it out. This one you're going to need to be engaged. Lock it in. Take your right arm straight forward. Hold it there. You may need to spread your feet a little bit wider. That's okay. Wider base of support. Now lift your left toe. Keep your hips as low as you can. Breathe in. Stay to breathe out. One more breath here. Fallen star, swing your left arm under, right arm comes up. Inhale. Breathe out. You can do this a little different here. So shorten your stride, bring your feet closer together. Good, now lift your left leg up off the mat. Even just a fraction of a minute. Keep your core tight. Good, now float that left foot toward the top of your mat. Keep it lifted. Inhale, we're going to pull it from 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Three-legged dog. Left leg goes back and up. Warrior one, step it forward. Open to warrior two. Anyone feeling their core yet? Are you down to where it is? Good. Got it? Okay. Now I want you to press your palms toward the front back wall. So you're just feeling all those different muscles that you can recruit and incorporate here in your forearms, your biceps, your triceps. Take a breath. Clear it out. Notice what's engaged here or what's not. Inhale, reach it forward. Exhale, reach straight back. Keep going. You're feeling that balanced action, that transfer of left to right. Beautiful. And back. One more. Take it forward. Spread your feet if you need to. And then reset your hips. If your hips are popping up toward the ceiling, you're not engaged through your core. Or maybe that's in that area you need to improve. That's okay too. Lift your right leg up. Hold it there. Two more breaths off. Breathe out. Last one here. Fallen star. Left hand comes back. Good. And then set your feet. Make them a little closer together. Lift your right leg high. Hold for 10, 9, 8, 7. Pelvic floor. Use those muscles. Power. 3, 2, 1. Three-legged dog. Right leg back. Crescent lunge now becomes your rest. Right foot forward. And bring your hands to your heart here. Give your arms a little break. We're going to go back to those pelvic tilts that we started with. I just want you guys to really feel that balanced action, contracting one side, lengthening the other. So we're going to just do those little pelvic tilts here. So you're going to tuck your hip down, you'll feel your butt knee bend, and then you're going to use your glute and hamstring to straighten that back leg back out. So forward pelvic tilt gets into the hip flexors, posterior gets into the low back and glute. So keep going with those. Take it with your breath, just so that you're using the diaphragm to support you as well. So inhale. Exhale. Yes, you're going to do that inhale. Absolutely. Your standing leg, your front leg that's supporting you is going to start to feel a lot of work because it's stabilizing you here. Take one more. Straighten it out. Hold it here. Breathe in. Breathe out. Inhale your arms up. Open twist to the right. And keep breathing. Now notice here how it's really hard to engage that Uddiyana Bandha, or that brace, but you can still use that root lock. That squeezing in as if you have a pee. And that's going to bring in your glutes as well. Take another breath. Bring your left hand down. We're going to go to side plank, but your right foot's going to stay in front of you. So you may have to walk it back a little. Just find that spot where you're in the side plank, Jordan, to bring your foot back. Yes. Good. Now find your brace here. You're going to lift your left leg. Yeah, lift it up. Hold it there. Breathe in. Breathe out. Good. Inhale your knee forward and then thread the needle. The left leg goes down, hips drop to a hover. Inhale back up. And straight back to the back of your mat. Keep it lifted. Keep going. You guys, I'm going to give you a few moments to play with. It's hard, so breath may not be exactly on point here. Yes, I will. So, please, you got your left foot. Lift it up. Just one up. Through.
It's not hard.
Who said that? Everything I asked you to do today, then I wouldn't be doing my job. It wouldn't be giving you that opportunity to see where you need to grow. It's okay. We're going to come to three-legged dog. The left leg's going to be back above. And then flip your dog. Transfer that weight to your other hand. Good. Breathe there. Great place to catch your breath. One more breath. Breathe it out. three leg down dog, left leg back, crescent lunge, bring it forward. And go ahead and bring your hands to your heart. Just take a couple moments to reconnect here with your breath, your body, your mind. And as we go through this on the other side, don't forget you have nearly 700 muscles that support you and can help you out. So take your time on the transition and just feel it. Feel what you're feeling. It's not right or wrong, not good or bad. But if we could do everything right and perfect, we have nowhere to go. We have nothing to grow from. Teaches us humility, being humble, right? And let's just add in those little pelvic tilts. So just work through that. Give me about 10 of those to really feel that balanced action in your core. Resetting your compass. Creating order from that chaos. And after you've done your 10, just take your open twist to the left. Everyone, if you want to come back to center and just step forward or stay where you are if you want the challenge, I'll show you one more time how this goes. So you're going to be in your side plank with the supporting foot in front of you. That you're using that foot to help lift your bottom leg. You're going to bring it up through. So nothing, my other foot is never touching the ground. My hips aren't touching the ground. If you can, that's what it would look like. And if you can't, if just this is hard for you, then just stay here and do a few pulses and then rest. Regardless of where you are, your entire core complex will be engaged here. If you're focused. So I need five of those. And we're going to land in flip dog with your right leg up and back. Nice. And take your time. Don't worry about your neighbor. It's only you on your mat here. You've done right leg comes back and over. Nice counter stretch. Over, we'll meet in tabletop. For this one, I want you to turn your fingers back towards your knees, and then you're just going to sit back and feel that nice warm stretch. And close your eyes, slow your breath. Drop back forward and then take the tops of your hands down, fingers still pointed towards your knees. Just lean back, stretching the front of your forearm. Come back forward. Inhale for cow. Exhale for cow. 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 Downward facing dog. Take a breath. Let everything loose here. Inhale. All out. Inhale to brace. Hold the contraction, exhale. Right leg back. Warrior one. Rise up. Open to warrior two. And straighten your front leg. Hold it here, exhale. Good. Face me, bring your hands behind your head, but keep those warrior two feet, or triangle feet. So we're gonna do a little oblique work here. You can use your mat around as possible. So you're locked in. Take your elbow towards your front thigh. But don't let your top shoulder rotate. So you wanna keep that nice, we call this floating triangle. So you're gonna feel your glutes, your abs engaged. Inhale, come back to center. Exhale, elbow toward the top. Inhale up. Exhale down. Keep going with your breath. Feel the obliques. Feel that core sit tight around your spine. And don't let your upper body dip forward. Hold it there, breathe in. Stay to breathe out. Extend your arms forward if you want that extra challenge. Keep the top shoulder back. Breathe in. Breathe out. This is awesome. One more breath. Wide leg, fold. And this can be your rest, or this can be your opportunity to play with that lightness in your inversion. If you want to take a headstand, handstand, forearm stand. Your practice, your choice is here. So you see, even in these moments of rest, when we release that lock, we release the tension in our abs, our glutes, we still have our diaphragm to support us here. As long as you are breathing in and you are breathing out, you have the support that you need right here within you. Your next inhale, bring you halfway up. Walk your hands to your back, foot of warrior one. Inhale, wrap. Open the warrior. Elbow to front thigh. Oh, straighten your legs. Sorry, I forgot that. You can do it with your legs straight or bent if you want to feel that out. Yeah, keep going with your breath. Nice side body work. Three more, y'all. Last one, just take that light leg full. Have another opportunity here, a second chance in this moment to try something new if you want. If you have inversions in your practice, maybe just try and see if you normally engage those bandhas. You can make a difference. We'll honor your body with the rest that it needs. Nice. while you're here, just take a moment to connect with your commitment, what you came into this room hoping you would get out of this class, and how committed you are to achieving your goals. In my life, especially we set a goal or an intention, and things get hard, and we move on to the next, never really completing what we started. Okay, take a halfway lift on your next inhale. Walk it forward high plank. Breathe here. Everything strong and tight. Keep the breath. Even if you need to take your knees, you can still lock in here. You can still strengthen your core. Almost there, y'all. 10 more seconds. Another breath, lower to your belly. Bring your hands by your chest. Tent your fingers for baby cobra. Inhale, lift. Exhale, lower. Inhale, lift. Tops of the feet, press down, knees lift. Exhale. If you want to move on, lift your hands. Exhale, lower. Inhale, lift. Exhale. Even bigger challenge, hands behind your head. Lower down. Keep pressing through the tops of the feet. 5 more, wherever you choose to place your hands. Last 3. Inhale, lower down, hands by your chest. Cobra, press up. And then bend your knees, try to take your head to your toes. Squeeze your glutes, see if you can get a little more bend. Another breath here. Downward facing dog. Deep breath. Clear it out. Again, inhale. All out. On your toes. Bend your knees. Float lightly. Halfway lift. Fold down. Rise up. Good job. Fold. Make sure you're feeling that balance action. Lift halfway. Crow. So if you have crow in your practice, then take it here. See if it feels different engaging those locks. It makes you feel lighter. And if crow, if you're really good at crow, you can take your jump back using that engagement. See if it feels different. You go through your floating back in deep squat. If you're in deep squat, you can stay there and go a little bit. Nice job. Awesome. If you want to play with that more than once, this is your time here. So if you're feeling something new and different by engaging the bandhas and you want to try it again, go for it. Otherwise, just come to your deep squat. Let's get that nice hip opening stretch. And those pelvic muscles drop down and forward. Good a full body stretch. So this will be our last really intense core pose. I call it a hollow body hold. I'm going to take a big breath. And then on your exhale, flatten your back. Lift your shoulders, lift your feet to keep your, just as far as you can to keep your back flat into the floor. Notice I'm still able to talk, I'm still able to breathe. And then notice if your glutes are engaged. Squeeze your glutes, squeeze your inner thighs. Use the lock. Three more breaths. Last one. Lower down. Take a breath, full body stretch. Exhale it out. Breathe in. Flatten the back, lift up. Keep breathing. Keep locking it in. If you lose your glute, you unlock, lock it back. And just go to the point where you can still breathe, you can still flatten your back with the mat. Another breath. Breathe it out. One more big lift. Lower down. Okay, you can thank some of your classmates for this. They gave you the idea. So go ahead and grab your block, put it between your feet. You can do it between your feet or between your thighs. It's going to be harder between your feet. A little bit easier between your thighs. But it's going to keep you engaged, give you something to squeeze on. Good. I'm going to take that deep breath. Carson's like, why did I do that? Good. Another deep breath. Exhale, lock it in. Press your back down. Lift your feet, your arms up. Shoulder blades should come a little off the ground. Keep breathing, y'all. Keep lifting. Inhale, you got it. Stay. Give me two more. You can do it. Exhale. Lower down. Good. Feet to the mat like you're setting up for bridge. We're going to do this bridge a little different today for the sake of keeping a neutral, stable spine. So go ahead and let your back, that small of your back, lift way up off the floor. Do that, well, no, keeping your butt down. We're doing that pelvic tilt. So you're going to increase that space between your lower back and the mat by tilting your pelvis. Arching your back. Yeah. So the front part of your hips are coming towards your thighs. Hip bones. And then you're going to flatten it all the way out. So the post, the opposite pelvic tilt. And find that space somewhere just in between. Good. When you've got that neutral spine, go ahead and brace. Lock in. Like someone's punching you in the gut. Pull in from the root. And then lift up to bridge. But don't go as higher than your knees. Yeah, keep that nice straight line from your shoulders at 45 degree angle or so. Beautiful. Engage your glutes. And just breathe here. So nice engagement, but you can still breathe. And you keep your hips right there where they are and lift your right heel, press it towards the ceiling. Like you're going to stamp your footprint. On your inhale, lift it up. Exhale, lower it up to the heart. Inhale up. Keep that neutral spine. Exhale up. Two more. One more. Lift it up. All the way down. Take a breath. Breathe it out. Neutral spine bridge. Take it up. Hold it there. That's okay. You missed your rest break. You're going to have to make it up somewhere. Good. Just feel that, all that co-contraction of your glutes, your abs, your pelvic floor muscles, your inner thighs, your outer thighs. Everything is forming that corset to support your spine here. And can you maintain that support and stability as you lift your left leg? We're trying to throw it out of balance here, but you're going to maintain it. And you're going to pulse up. and lower down. Keep going. I was reminded, or given this little reminder by Jennifer today, and in some serendipity, we were focusing on core today, and the word courage came up, and the root of the word courage is core. It's the Latin word for heart. So courage means to speak one's mind by telling all one's heart. I truly believe for all of you to show up here today takes courage. Didn't know what you were getting into. Didn't know if you would succeed or fail. Because none of that mattered. You showed up. Go ahead and hug your knees into your chest. Just take a couple nice rocks side to side, just massaging your spine. And gently let your knees fall to the right. Come over to the left. Just letting go a little bit of that tension, that tight weave that holds you together. Happy baby. Cow face legs here, so wrap your right leg on top of your left and grab your feet or your ankles and pull towards you. And switch sides. Just keeping a hold of your feet. Just rock and roll up to a seat. Use your core a little. Yeah. We're going to come to double pigeon. So if you're really tight, like I am, you can use a block here. It's really great for you. Still get a great hip stretch in the piriformis. You can put your top leg on a block. That allows you to keep both hips anchored to the floor, where otherwise you might not be able to. But if you're flexible enough, just do your thing. And you can lean it forward. Go ahead and cradle that top foot and the corner of your arm, straighten your other leg. And just massage our piriformis. Put this muscle deep into your hip. You have to lean kind of onto your side and roll around to find it. It's often the source of a lot of our leg pain, that neuropathy, pinching our head and nerve when we get too tight here. Both legs forward and just take your seated forward fold. You may notice here if you pull the belly up and in, zipping up the jeans, you can create a little more space. Take you deeper into the hamstring. Double pigeon, other side. Active part of our practice. We spend a lot of time trying to spread out that sensation and create a little bit of sensation in a lot of different places. Here, through this rest, through this recovery, kind of focus that into just you. There's a lot of sensation in one place. to the center, the tightness of the tension, and what you can do to resolve it. And go ahead and come back up, just cradling the foot. Attention to detail right here in this hip, your hip. And take both feet out in front of you. Your arms forward. And just as slow as you control as you can, roll down to your back. One last thank you to this core muscle for supporting you, for stabilizing you. And take your Savasana to rest, to recharge. Refueling for your next challenge.
to bring awareness back to all the awesomeness that is you. Just take another moment here or on your side. Slowly come to a seat. Keep your eyes closed for another moment or two. Taking a moment to feel. Life, y'all, is not about how much we can juggle, not about how much we achieve, or how often we fail. It's all about balance. Your core values, they're that compass that keeps you facing in the right direction. Your physical core is that body that supports you, that stabilizes you. And all you have to do is pause. Pause to open your eyes to see the support all around you, all within you. And to open your heart to receive it. That can sometimes be the hardest part. But the more you choose to do that, the more abundant you will feel. The more you realize that all you have or all you need is right here. That light in me sees the light in each of you. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste.
Thanks. The floor's a little slippery, so be very careful. And we have some other really great things this week, y'all. Our teacher trainees are with us. We have a back-in workshop coming up on Thursday. So your course should be a little prepped for that. We'll work on that a little more between now and Thursday. And then we have a mala making workshop on Saturday. I'm sorry. Mala beads. And then we'll have our holiday market on Sunday as well.
Pause your mouth.